Wessel's sister, A.E. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. August 3, 1899. Dear Mother Wessels, I have a few words I wish to say to you. Your son John hears that you do not think he has moved right in coming here. Dear sister, I know better than this. He has followed the counsel of the Lord. He made a mistake in remaining in Africa the year that he should have been here. Please remember that while the Lord indicates what is the duty of his children, he never compels them. To the young ruler who came to him with the question, "What good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" he said, "Keep the commandments." The ruler said, "All these have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet?" Jesus answered, "Go and sell all that thou hast, and give to the poor, and come, follow me, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven." Matthew 19, verse 16, 17, 20, 21. When the ruler heard these words, he turned sorrowfully away, for he had great riches. Jesus loved this young ruler, and he invited him to follow him. But the ruler made an idol of his property. Did the Lord compel the young man? No. He always leaves the one he invites to make his own choice. When the Lord makes known his will in regard to his people, he never says, "You shall do this," or "You shall not go here or there." He lays the matter out before them and leaves them to decide whether they will obey or refuse. For 2 years, the work in Australia has been greatly hindered because the Wessels family and the elders of the church in Africa interposed themselves between God and John Wessels. More than 1 year ago, Brother John should have placed his feet in the path of the Lord's choosing. When God inquired, "Who shall go for us?" John should have answered, "Here am I, send me." Isaiah 6, verse 8. The delay was not of the Lord's devising. It was human judgment that interposed. If you had been close to the Lord, you would have been moved by His Holy Spirit. But human reasoning and devising deprived the work here of John and the means which was needed to advance the work of God. My dear sister, you are certainly in danger of misplacing the Lord's means. You will meet with loss by investing your means in worldly schemes, in building houses. Thus you bind up your money, so that it cannot be returned to the Lord for the advancement of His glory. You may use your means to help your children to engage in worldly business, and you helped Philip to engage in business, when you knew he would dishonor God by breaking the Sabbath every week. If at that time your means had been invested in the cause of God, Philip could not have entered into business so confidently as he did, and then lost all. The Lord could not bless him. He has commanded us to keep the Sabbath, but the dear, precious soul for whom Christ gave His own life was aided by you in His worldly schemes. You and Brother Lindsay entrusted him with your money to place in worldly business. Those who helped Philip in this shared the sin of his transgression. God cannot prosper transgression. If Philip had not had that loan, if the Lord had received His own goods to advance His truth, souls would have been saved, and you would have laid up treasure in heaven. I am sorry that in some of your children you have unwise advisors. They do not counsel you to keep the way of the Lord. Had Christ said to you, "Go, sell all that thou hast, and come, follow me, and ye shall have treasure in heaven," you would have glorified God in obeying. See Matthew 19, verse 21. But by leaguing with others in a wrong way, you are taking steps in the same path with them. Peter Wessels is binding up money in worldly business lines. The Lord needs that money to advance the work in Africa and in Australia, that souls might be added to the believers in the truth. These could impart to other souls of their variety of talents. I want Peter and Philip to see this letter, for Peter should understand that he must seek the Lord with all his heart and be purified and refined in his moral tastes. These men have capabilities, and if they consecrate themselves to God, He will be their counselor, and they will return to God His own. Christ our Savior was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. He followed His round of duty day by day, seeking to save souls. His soul went out in tender regard for the weary and heavy-laden and the hungry, fainting souls. Whole nights He spent in prayer in behalf of the tempted ones. He knew that in leaving John the Baptist to die in prison, He was severely testing the faith of the disciples. His heart went out in pitying tenderness as he saw their tear-stained faces. Tears were in his own eyes and voice as he said to them, "Come ye apart with me and rest a while." Mark 6, verse 31. Only a short time did he have with his beloved ones, but oh, how precious to them were those few moments. Then he was sought for again by the multitude, and the sick and suffering who were calling, "Oh, take me to him, that he may heal me." Supposing that he had gone to his usual place of retirement, they followed him there. Christ and his disciples were partly concealed from their view, but can he leave these suffering ones to seek in vain? No, he steps out before them, and every face is lighted up. The people crowd and press about him. His purpose to gain 1 hour of rest was frustrated. But in the depths of his pure, compassionate heart, the good shepherd of the sheep took them all in. He was interested in all. He loved them all in their human misery. He healed the sick and instructed the ignorant, relieving the necessities of all. He began to teach them many things, and they were all ready to listen to the words that fell like sweet music upon their ears. With healing the sick and feeding their souls with the bread of life, the day wore away, and he dismissed them to go to their homes. Did he then seek some comfortable place for repose? No, he went into a mountain and among the trees poured out his soul in earnest, heartfelt prayer. He went often to the mountain alone, that he might pray for these poor, suffering, sinful souls. If we are diligent in prayer, if we will cast our helpless souls on God, if we will come to Him confessing our sins, we shall find peace and joy in believing. The Lord loves to help us. He has ascended to the Father, that He may pour rich currents of grace upon all who believe. Philip Wessels, Peter Wessels, will you both come into line? Will you come up to the help of the Lord? Will you all help Dr. Anthony all you can? Cleanse the soul temple. Let the families who believe the truth humble themselves by confession and love one another. God calls you to be co-laborers with Christ. The family of Philip Wessels, of Peter Wessels, of Mother Wessels, God calls you to consecrate your souls to Him. Make thorough work, and God will come in and work in your behalf. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden," He said, "and I will give you rest." Matthew 11, verse 28. Make no delay. God wants Mother Wessel's sons to take hold in earnest. No great and good thing can be realized unless successive steps in the right direction are made. Come out of the fog and leave the darkness behind. Christ will never say to anyone who comes to Him for help, "I am discouraged with you." No, He gives His whole mind to the subject of each, as though this was the only thought He had in mind. And such tenderness, such deep interest He reveals for the welfare of every soul. He wants your confidence, and He wants your faith in Him as a personal Savior. Forget your petty grievances and keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. He calls you to come. He invites you to take His yoke. Philip, Peter, the Lord calls you to come to His side, to work in His cause and honor His name. Be not impatient with me because I plead for your souls. There is a whole heaven of blessings for you if you will let God bestow upon you the endowment of His Holy Spirit. Let every soul be converted anew. Your help is in God. Turn your face toward the Son of Righteousness. Plead with the Lord with heart and soul and voice. Make thorough work for eternity, and you will have the full blessing of God. I leave this with you, and may the Lord work with you by His Holy Spirit. In much love.